CRTV News with Winston Lebga. The main points. Road infrastructure concerns have been causing Cameroonians a lot of frustration. President Paul Biya assures the citizens that moves towards addressing the issue are underway. The police in the far north have intercepted gallons of corrosive oxidizers used to produce explosives, as well as a huge supply of military gear. An 8-year-old boy spends 5 days in the game park in Zimbabwe, inhabited by 40 lions, surviving on wild fruits. The development of these stories and others next. Hello there. Many Cameroonians consider the state of the country's road infrastructure as a source of a lot of frustration. The President of the Republic, Paul Biya, concedes that the situation is appalling and has announced that measures to tackle the issue are underway. Kelly Eben.
Speaking to the nation, President Biya highlighted the profound impact poor road conditions have on the economy and road safety, acknowledging the challenges posed by climate, financial constraints, and governance issues. While acknowledging the difficulties, President Biya emphasized that major progress had been made in the past year. He revealed that over 446 kilometers of road were paved and 228 kilometers were rehabilitated across the country. More road projects are expected to be launched in 2025, with key routes such as the Bekoko-Limbe-Idinau and Mutengene-Buya sections set to receive attention. The president also mentioned several high-profile projects already underway, including the Ngaundere, Garua and Ebolova Akom 2 Kribi Road, as well as the Yaoundé Douala Motorway. These infrastructure projects are part of the government's broader strategy to improve transport links and stimulate economic growth. However, the president acknowledged that financial resources remain a significant challenge given the current global economic climate. He stressed that while progress has been made, there is still much work to be done to meet the country's development goals. In a message to the nation, President Biya reassured the public that his government would continue to prioritize road rehabilitation and called for patience and unity as Cameroon moves forward with these critical projects. The president's speech stressed that the reorganization of the road fund is a crucial step in ensuring that the necessary resources are available to meet the country's transportation needs.
Cameroon's economy has maintained its poise on the path to growth despite the difficult international context. The government carried out operations geared towards protecting the economy from a meltdown in 2024, with moves such as the readjustment of fuel prices and subsequent increase in the salaries of civil servants. In his traditional December 31st State of the Nation address, President Paul Biya highlighted Cameroon's economic resilience efforts despite external shocks, as well as projects to continue moving the country towards emergence.
Despite this particularly challenging global context, Cameroon's economy witnessed a renewed activity with an estimated growth rate of 3.8% in 2024, which is projected to reach 4.1% in 2025. Measures taken to limit speculative behavior and increase the supply of essential goods have helped to contain inflation at 5% this year, down from 7.4% in 2023. This trend is expected to continue in 2025 to stand at 4%. To reduce our trade balance deficit and ensure food sovereignty, the Integrated Agro-Pastoral and Fisheries Import Substitution Plan which I announced last year, is starting to yield tangible outcomes. During this year, 452 tons of seed and 12,800 tons of flour were produced. Also, going forward, our list of exported products includes industrial products, notably aluminium. This trend should accelerate in 2025, thanks to the reform of the National Investment Corporation, making this body a veritable strategic lever for promoting productive investments in Cameroon. Furthermore, government has kept up efforts to rehabilitate and structurally transform our economy by progressively operationally the economic zones. Several initiatives have been undertaken to this regard, including the Kribi Port Authority's Integrated Industrial Area dedicated to the processing of commodities such as cocoa, coffee, and rubber.
President Biya there addressing the nation on December 31st, 2024. A new Secretary General has been appointed at the Senate. He is Gustave Leopold Ngane, and he was designated after a bureau meeting today held under the chairpersonship of the Senior Vice President, Abubakari Abdullahi. Here are details with Charles Ebune.
The Yaoundé Conference Center, this Thursday, the Bureau of the Senate meets to discuss just one issue. Fon Tabetando is Vice President of the Senate.
The agenda for today was principally nomination proposal and the nomination of a new Secretary General.
The 17-member Bureau of the Senate meeting under the chairmanship of the Senior Senate Vice President, His Majesty Abubakari Abdullahi, decides to approve 62-year-old super-skilled civil administrator Gustave Leopold Ngane as the new clerk of the House. Once more, Mfon Tabetando, Vice President of the Senate.
The new Secretary General that has been overwhelmingly voted is Mr. Ngane, whose profile speaks for itself.
The new Secretary General is a sack of experiences acquired with years spent at the Supreme State Audit Office, the Cameroon News and Publishing Corporation, the Prime Minister's Office, with a solid educational package sanctioned with masters in fields like political science after training at the National School of Administration and Magistracy, ENAM. Once more, Tabetando.
He tells you one who is very patriotic. He tells you one who is knowledgeable about legislative procedure, one who can administer the institution very well.
And proud to his appointment as the Secretary General of the Senate, Leopold Gustave Ngane, this traditional ruler, was an advisor to the Senate President, an institution he joined since 8 years now.
Onto the Star Building, where the outgoing Turkish ambassador to Cameroon has hailed the rich bilateral ties between the two countries and has expressed the wish to see them grow even stronger. His Excellency Volkanik Sixi was speaking today during a farewell audience with the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph John Gute. Details with our Star Building correspondent, Christian Chiatam.
He is the first official to be received by the Prime Minister in 2025, and he came to say goodbye. But the outgoing Turkish ambassador, Volkan Isikci, and Prime Minister Joseph John Gute turned the moment into one of celebration, a celebration of the strong bilateral ties existing between Cameroon and Turkey since 1960. The two countries enjoy trade links, with Cameroon exporting fuel, wood and aluminium to Turkey and importing cement, iron construction materials and military hardware from Turkey. trade links, which the outgoing ambassador, Volkan Isiki, says he tried to reinforce during his close to 4 years stay in Cameroon.
4 years, I think that we developed more of relationship existing between two countries. I think the future will be beneficial for both countries to be able to bring or added value in every field, economic, social, and cultural, in the Cameroon development, to be able the Cameroon rising star of this beautiful continent.
At a personal level, the outgoing Turkish ambassador says he leaves a country, or rather a continent, Cameroon, which will forever remain implanted in his heart.
We are living physically, but our my heart and my family heart, they are still here. You keep our heart.
The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Dzungute, reassured the outgoing Turkish ambassador that Cameroon accords a lot of importance to its bilateral ties with Turkey and will continue working to improve the links. Christian Cheatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
A baby boy has been born today through a cesarean section at a Yaounde-based hospital center for applied research, endoscopic surgery, and human reproduction, CRASE. That brings the total number of in vitro babies born in the facility to 505. Ayimbile reports.
Undergoing a C-section and clearly aware of her surroundings, 39-year-old Otans was having her second baby in 20 years. A successful outcome with a 3.1 kilos bouncing baby boy for the middle-aged woman treated for secondary infertility.
It is an indication of in vitro fertilization due to the fact that the woman has a tubal pathology. The husband was really good, no problem. So it was an indication to do the in vitro fertilization, knowing that this patient was a case of secondary infertility because she had one baby before. 20 years ago.
Medical feats attained with the support of the presidential couple and a team of medical professionals now capable of ensuring excellence in fertility treatment.
I feel so good that we reached the number of 505 baby born by in vitro fertilization in the CRASE. It's a kind of wish. Happy New Year for the First Lady, for the President of the Republic, and even for all the Cameroonians. I can tell you that we are able to face many more difficult cases here. We have good doctors, good practitioners now in the area of IVF. The next point is how to organize the gynecological cancer here.
Improving access to innovative treatments for fertility remains a priority for Professor Jean-Marie Kassia. As a member of the African Federation of Fertility Societies, the renowned professor will this month bring his colleagues from around the world to Yaounde for profound discussions on ovarian stimulation.
New Year's Day celebrations in Bafassam have been characterized by an increase in street crime, muggings, assaults, and disorderly behavior. The corpse of a man suspected to have been killed in community mob justice was taken to the regional hospital. More on the New Year's Day casualties with Eric Langmiawufo.
The emergency unit of the Bafassam Regional Hospital received the body of a man believed to have been beaten to death through mob justice. The chief of the emergency unit, Dr. Bagadum Axel, states that there were different cases of accidents in connection with the end of year feast.
We received two cases linked to road traffic accidents, another two of acts of aggression. On the night of the 31st, we received more cases, four linked to road traffic accidents, one linked to acts of aggression.
Three children who went missing and a lady said to be in her late 20s are currently at the Bafassam Central Police Station, and the chief of the social welfare unit, Timen Ann, has been trying to locate their families.
We are trying to make some investigation. If you can, we can see the family. So they are here in Central Police now.
The regional delegate of national security for the West Region, Police Commissioner Musa Lacrio, has observed that there has been a reduction in the number of road traffic accidents this year as a result of sensitization efforts of bike riders by the security. Eric Lamia-Wufo, CRTV News, Bafassam.
A cumulative total of 69 consultations, casualties, and births have been recorded at the Bamenda Regional Hospital from December 31, 2024 to January 2, 2025. Meanwhile, the security top brass said the measures put in place to drive down crime and ensure a peaceful celebration of the end-of-year festivities considerably downgraded security threats. Fela, Kezia, Fonja.
The emergency and maternity unit of the Bamenda Regional Hospital from December 31st to January 2nd recorded 2 cases of physical assault, 8 from road traffic accidents, 1 case of a gunshot, and 1 other from a petrol burn, totaling 69 casualty and birth cases. Dr. Denis Sameh, director of the hospital, opines there has been a drop in the number of casualties this year.
First of all, there was no death. And to say the number of road traffic accidents also reduced. I think last year there were more than 15. There was no case of alcohol intoxication.
All security measures put in place were duly met, ensuring a peaceful celebration of the end-of-year festivities in the town, according to the Commissioner of the Central Police, Emmanuel Mbok.
It was an obligation for us to do everything to permit the population to celebrate in good conditions. We were on the field throughout the night to be sure that all what we put like instruction is followed.
These analyses are proof of an improved security system, signaling a gradual return to normalcy in the region as 2025 unfolds. Fela Kezia Fonja, CRTV News, Bamenda.
17 minutes past 7 o'clock in Yaoundé, you're listening to CRTV News. The police in the far north have intercepted materials used to produce explosives and military gear following 2 separate operations. Here are more details with Amos Enonyaket Agbo.
The 100 gallons of corrosive oxidizers for the manufacturing of explosives used by Boko Haram terrorists en route to a neighboring country were seized by the Marwa Judicial Police led by Police Commissioner Jean Racheline Ondo in the locality of Pala. Mijiyawa Bakare is governor of the Far North region.
100 gallon of product in the composition of suicide bombs going to the Sambisa forest to enable them to make their arm.
In another operation, a huge consignment of military effects such as uniforms of the different defense and security corps, epaulettes, light weapons, just to name but these, were seized within the town of Marua. While presenting the items to the governor of the Far North region, it was reiterated that it is a vast network involved in the smuggling of military authentic items. The governor of the Far North region congratulated the defense and security forces for the exploits, calling on them not to relent on their efforts in the protection and security of Cameroon's territorial integrity. Marwa, Amos Enonyaket Agbo, CLTV News.
An official of the Douala City Council, Dr. Roger Kenge Ejengele, has rated the city's recently held fiesta as one of the best since the initiative was instituted. It took place from December the 22nd, 2024 to January the 1st, 2025. Here is the report with Madonkwele Bezatie.
The fifth edition of the Douala Fiesta was ordained on 3 different sites, precisely in the Douala 2, 4 and 5 subdivisions. This was to enable inhabitants to have a wonderful end-of-year celebration. Roger Kinge Ejengele is the director of the Sports and Cultural Affairs at the Douala City Council.
We were on 2 sites, Sat Fampo, at Douala 2e, Dinsame, Bonaberry, and Kantebe Panda, Douala 5e.
The thousands of visitors daily on each side enjoyed the many activities organized, such as Miss Douala Fiesta, musical concerts from popular Cameroonian artists, trade fairs, children's entertainments, amongst others. Roger Kinge Ejengele once again.
The artists, Idol, Toto Gyo, Mbeka Tobis, Ben Deka, Chibodafi, Petit Pays, Pre de Diago. It was also an opportunity for young artists to show what they can do.
The Douala City Council hopes to spread this end-of-year festival to other municipalities in the city in order to continuously touch as many inhabitants as possible. Madonkwele Bizatie, CRTV News, Douala.
Abroad in Zimbabwe, an 8-year-old boy is reported to have survived in a game park inhabited by lions and elephants in the northern part of the country. The boy spent 5 days in the Matusadona game park after wandering 28 kilometers away from home. He survived by eating wild fruits, sleeping on a rocky perch amidst roaring lions and passing elephants. The pack has about 40 lions. In the Middle East, Palestinian Authority has suspended Al Jazeera television channel in the West Bank. The authority says it has suspended broadcasting by the prominent Arab channel in parts of the occupied West Bank, citing incitement and bias. The Qatari-owned Al Jazeera expressed shock and denounced the decision as an attempt to hide the truth about events in the occupied territories. It links the closure to news coverage of the recent major crackdown by the Palestinian security forces on armed Islamist groups in Jenin refugee camp, where at least 11 people have been killed. Al Jazeera is widely watched by Palestinians, particularly for its exhaustive coverage of the Gaza war. It has already been stopped in Arabic and English in Israel. Sports football. Two draws have been recorded in the Advance Day 6 games of the Elite One Football Championship, which took place at the Rumde Ajia Stadium in Garoua, where Cotonspor played a 1-1 tie with Lizards of Douala, while Gazelle and Aigle of the Mungo had the same result. The other day 6 fixtures will be played on Sunday. Dinamo take on Young Sport Academy. Fauve Azur entertain the defending champions Victoria United. Union Sportive play against Colombe of the Juan Lobo. Bambutos of Buda will clash with PWD of Bamenda. And Panthère will welcome Canon Sportive of Yaoundé. To end this edition of the 7 p.m., a recap of our main points. Road infrastructure concerns have been causing Cameroonians a lot of frustration. The President of the Republic, Paul Biya, has assured the citizens that moves towards addressing the issue are underway. The police in the far north have intercepted gallons of corrosive oxidizers used to produce explosives, as well as a huge supply of military gear. An 8-year-old boy spends 5 days in a game park in Zimbabwe, inhabited by 40 lions, surviving on wild fruits. CRTV News.